B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You give me my new
thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Now, the setup in here is happening, Loren. Today is the day.
Yep.
The big moment where you will be handcuffed to Manny for 24 hours.
Yeah. I got in this morning and Nicole was like, are you excited to be handcuffed to Manny today? I was like, yeah, I'm going to torture him all day.
Oh, my God. We have so much to do. And we're going to break the handcuffs because I'm going to have to go one direction. You're going to have to go the other.
Hmm.
So, why is there... Hold on. Hi, good morning. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good morning.
Hello. Every phone line is ringing. Hi, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey.
Hi, Jonas Brothers. That's what you're calling for, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling for?
No, yeah. Why are they calling right at 6 a.m., though?
Because we said on our social... What's your name?
My name's Kit.
Kit. Hi, Kit. Kit, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're not doing it right now, but Roy wants to know... But Roy wants to know why you thought 6 o'clock a.m. was the time to call.
Because on social media, you had it on 6, 7, and 8. We had 3 pair tickets to give away at 6, 7, and 8.
Right. So so what we meant by that was in the 6 a.m. hour, 7 a.m. hour, and 8 a.m. hour.
Oh.
So what we're going to do, Kit,
is... We didn't give specific times?
No, we didn't give specific times. Quite honestly, these fell in our laps yesterday, and we didn't know what the hell was going on.
Sure.
So here's your times. Are you ready? 6:52. 7:52.
Okay.
8:20.
7:52 and 8:20.
Read them back to me, please, for confirmation.
6:52, 7:52, and 8:20 a.m.
By the way, I like how you said 52. Like you guys said 6:50, 7:50, 8:20.
I want them to be exactly ready to go.
But now there's too much pressure. What if they get on and we don't do it until like?
And by the way, yeah, the radio rule is like give her two or 3 minutes within one song. It's one song length is around the contest
we'll
time.
We'll announce it though when we're looking for callers. Yeah.
But Kit,
all right.
I'm sorry because like every phone line is ringing because people want to go to this Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Roy and Loren, people might not even know what Kit's talking about.
Yeah, so we have meet and greet passes, concert tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers, which they're going to be in Charlotte. What's tonight?
Tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Yes.
It's here.
So make sure you're listening. 6:50, 7:50, 8:20 for that.
BB Rexa opening for them.
Yep.
Yes, be a great show tonight.
But do you have any care that Loren and I are going to be handcuffed together for 24 hours, or are you just here for the Joe Bros?
Like, nope.
Well, you guys are going to have to make it very interesting, and I'm curious on how this is all going to work out.
Yeah, you sound like our boss.
Make it interesting. Make it fun.
Yes, make it very interesting.
Yeah, we will. We got so much going on, so much to do today, and we're still thinking about maybe going to the show tonight, too, to go meet the boys, if it could work out.
I'll win the meet and greet tickets, and I'll get to meet you guys, too.
Thanks, Kit. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, we're not getting tickets.
Once again, those times are 6:50. 6:50 to 6:52, 7:50 to 7:52 range, and then 8:20 to the 8:22 range.
Like you just changed it again.
I mean, Roy's right. People are dying for these tickets. This is not just tickets. This is also a chance to meet the boys.
I'm afraid we'll say 6:52, and if it's at 6:51, we're going to get yelled at by our listeners.
Don't yell at us. Listen, today's going to be stressful enough. Please don't yell at us. Manny and I are going to be handcuffed together. Please don't yell at me. I might cry.
By the way, did our boss pick the best day to give us these tickets?
I know, we're so busy.
I mean,
there wasn't space in the show for it already.
No.
Now we have to squeeze it in. And it's a big thing to squeeze in. We don't want to just throw away the ticket.
No, this was 12 weeks building up to the two people with the worst record in our high school football picks were being handcuffed together.
And we had such good ideas to give this away. We asked for this in advance.
we asked for the tickets and the meet and greets in advance for everybody, like back in July. And our boss was like, I don't know if we'll be able to do it. You know, we'll see. And And then all of a sudden yesterday at lunch, our phones go off and he's like, I got the tickets. Give them away. By the way, what we're going to do is we're going to do something fun. I don't want to tell you the game because I don't want people to start studying up.
Right.
But we're going to do something fun with the songs. We'll leave it at that. I think this morning your day in 60 seconds should be built around your day yesterday, Loren, because you went to go get a needle.
Yeah.
You had to give blood. And yesterday late in the show, we talked about how scared you were.
Yeah. So the universe was against me yesterday because I had to go get a physical and give blood. And the girl, remember I said I wanted to go to this specific girl and I only wanted to go to her. So she called out sick yesterday. So I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I'm like, okay, well, do I just want to reschedule this? And Manny, you had told me yesterday, you're like, well, why don't you just reschedule? If it's stressing you out so much, just reschedule it. And I'm sitting there thinking about what you were saying, and I was like, maybe I should just reschedule this. And I was like, no, I've already taken my Valium. I'm going to sit here and let it kick in. And I talked to the doctor, and she went back and, like, told the other girl that was there. She was like, listen, she's a special situation. This is like working with children. I'm going to need you to use a butterfly needle. Like, she goes through the whole thing, and the girl comes out, and she's like, you're in good hands. I was like, how long have you been here? She's like, I've been here for a couple years. I was like, okay. Have you ever seen anyone like me? She's like, I have. I can lay you down. It'll be a great good. Experience
oh my gosh,
for everyone.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, when I tell you they handled me with child gloves, it was like kid glove central yesterday.
I was so surprised how many messages we got from nurses who were irritated by patients like
you.
And it wasn't just text messages. Like, I read a DM this morning from someone who sent it overnight saying, like, sent a GIF of, like, an annoyed person.
Yeah.
Yes. It is annoying.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
as a nurse and as someone who pulls blood, you have to be, you have to understand that,
get
like.
Get over it, wuss. Come on.
Shut up, Roy. I actually have good veins. And I build it up in my head so much more than it needs to be, so I almost pass out. But at the end of the day, like, I didn't cry. I didn't pass out.
That's good.
I did lay there for a little bit afterwards and ask for a ginger ale, but
what a double kick in the butt if, like, they find something in your blood too. Not only did you have to give it, now all of a sudden they found that, like, you know, you have low iron or something.
Now, why would you say that?
Because then you got to go retake your blood, and it's a whole thing.
Yep.
It's going to be fine.
By the way, which is my blood work every time. They always like, oh boy,
you're
off
the scales.
Something. Let's get it again. Yeah.
I know I'm a difficult patient, and I think that's...
You're a difficult person. Patient? why sell yourself short?
I just apologize in advance when I walk in because I know I'm going to be difficult.
All
I feel
right,
like some people walk in and they're just like... I can't do this,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and I know. I'm very self-aware.
Okay. All right. Well, it's 6:35 today. Loren and I will be handcuffed together for 24 hours. I got the cuffs here. It's more like they're pink handcuffs.
With shackles.
They're like shackles, yeah. And we have about a foot of chain. So you'll be next to me, and I'll be next to you, and that's
can't
it.
Can't wait. I'm on bated breath.
Here we go. Roy, what about you? What did you do yesterday?
Oh, I'm just in packing mentality.
Yeah, Roy got thrown out of his apartment, so he's got to find a new place to live.
Being evicted. Let me know if you need. Let me know if you have a place. I'm moving to Plaza Midwood, and so I've been packing.
Okay.
All day yesterday.
Your mom was here.
Yep, she's helping me. We took a moment, went to go look at the new place.
Was mom a big help? Because sometimes parents try and put their two cents in and don't do it the way that their kids ask.
Or they want to get rid of stuff for you while you're moving because it's a good time to purge.
No, in fact, I want her to do that. She somehow packed like 10 boxes, and I'm not even quite sure what we could have possibly put in them. I'm like, are you sure we don't need to throw... all that stuff away? Like, I'm looking around in the kitchen. I'm like, still, half of the stuff's still here. Like,
that's funny.
Pack?
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, packing is the worst. Moving is the worst. But all right, we got so much to do today. Jonas Brothers tickets and handcuffing.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Well, the hit's Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That is the Jonas Brothers. You are here because you want to... get Jonas Brothers tickets plus meet and greets. Your shot, your first shot, is at 6:52 this morning. So make sure you're listening to Kiss 95.1 and the Manny, Ryan, Lorenz Show to get not only tickets, but meet and greets to hang with the boys tonight at the Spectrum Center. We were doing setups in here for our big handcuffing, so I'm on your microphone right now. I'm going to, well, I'll just send this one back. Hold on.
All right, he is throwing the microphone back around. He's going to hit a camera.
Oh, boy.
Just watch out. There we go. Yep. You're fine. You can just knock the camera over. Who cares?
There we go.
Explain to everyone why we're filming this, Roy.
We're filming this because the news is interested in the story of you two being shackled for 24 hours.
Great.
And so they want to capture the moment it actually begins.
So I'll be able to remember this for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Are you enjoying your last moments? Because we're about 15 minutes away from being handcuffed together for 24 hours. And, like, people need to understand that that includes, like, all day today.
Yes.
All night.
Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping on my trundle bed where mm-hmm. you're going to be underneath me. I'm going to be on top on the other bed.
Yep.
We're going to be holding our handcuffs out. Yes. I mean, it's going to be a pain.
Which we might have to shift, like, switch, because if my arm goes numb, you're going to have to switch with me. But I did enjoy every moment of being by myself today because I took the longest shower. I blew my hair out this morning.
Yeah, I took your time.
Yeah. It was like self-love.
Yeah.
My wife, I think she's taking Dean to see the Jonas Brothers tonight. It'll be his first concert.
Oh, and that's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. But, you know, Dean comes up to me yesterday and goes, Dad, don't worry. I understand you can't go to the concert because, you know, you'll be handcuffed to Loren and all. Like, how many parents have that conversation with their kid? You know what I mean?
Having, like, to break it down for him.
Yeah, career, like, day, he's going to go in and be like, my dad gets handcuffed to people for his job.
I know. I know. Believe me, his teacher and the principal over there are probably listening right now. And they're like, well, what's wrong with this guy? I know that we're going to get handcuffed in 15 minutes. Loren's going to give us a dirty. We're going to try and do as normal of a show as we can. You're going to have to come over here after you're done over there. Like, because the idea is for us to try and be as normal as possible.
Yeah.
So I got to run the board and stuff and control all the buttons. So you're going to have to come over here.
Okay.
Good luck.
You're okay with that? Roy, what time do you think we break down? Like, what time do you think the first argument ensues?
Oh, the first argument?
Yeah, like the first, like, it's ha-ha-ha fun. Like, will we make it through the show?
No.
The first argument? Don't think?
No, the first argument's going to be, like, at 7 a.m.
Oh, you think?
I don't know if it'll be that early, but it'll definitely be before the end of the show.
At what point do you think we won't be talking to each other?
Oh.
I say, like, 1:30.
Lunch.
Because I get tired, I get cranky, I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is don't want to talk?
This is a bad.
There's a time I don't want to talk to Ren. It's usually between 1 and 3:30.
And now Lauren knows that. She's just going to talk to you all the time.
I'm going to have a cup of coffee right before that.
All right. Loren's got the dirty on the 30 coming up, and then the handcuffing at 6:35. Go ahead. What you got?
So there is an artist who wants to throw their name into the hat for the presidential election in 2024 as well. I think this one might surprise you. We haven't heard from him in a minute. It's coming up in the dirty in less than three.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. S95.1.
So, remember Akon?
Oh, yeah.
My man Akon wants to throw his name into the ring, and he's got his sights on the White House. He says even if it means he's got to run as Kanye West's VP in 2024, he wants to get into politics.
Really?
Yeah. He said he was on The Real and he said he's an immigrant and a black man in this country and he knows how to move it forward. So he says Kanye's not crazy. He's just awakened from a spiritual state and he would like to join him on the ballot.
Man, we have a lot of Akon in the system. I'm surprised he's on The Sweet Escape with Gwen Stefani.
Akon had a moment.
Smack That with Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh, Right Now. Nah, nah, nah. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Locked Up. That's what me and you should play when we put our handcuffs on.
Counting the moments. Jennifer Aniston, she celebrated 20 million Instagram followers. She just joined the gram not too long ago. And she did celebrate with a cute gif of herself that I think you'll love if you want to check that out. And Tori Spelling, she was just caught, you know, she has been quote unquote strapped for cash these days and she owes American Express a ton of money. She's being sued by the IRS and
she's not the only one.
Oh my gosh. I mean, such a pain in my rear.
I don't think Roy's being sued yet, though.
No, we keep negotiating 2-week freezes. That's a whole mess.
Okay,
and by the way, just real quick, Roy is being audited by the IRS, and it's no fault of his. Like, he was not typical to Roy fashion.
Right.
It's not even like he was trying to cheat the system.
Right. I know. You know what it is? I forgot to change my license plate over to North Carolina, and it started a whole thing.
Okay, well, Roy, I need you to take a note from Tori Spelling and don't do this. Tori was seen waving around at least $1,000 in $100 bills.
No. No, I openly talk about how poor I am. You can easily find that out.
Yeah. So it didn't look good for her. But that is your dirty.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Loren and I are going to pay off our high school football picks bet, where we're going to be handcuffed together for 24 straight hours. Obviously, we'll have video up at the MRL show on Instagram. You need to follow us there, because we're going to be updating that throughout the day. And we're also going to be on WCCB with Derek James and CCB News Rising.
Yep.
At 7:15, I think, this morning.
Yep.
Okay? So that's different ways you can see what's going on here in the studio. Oh, and then we have a small thing going on. Jonas Brothers tickets with meet and greets to see the boys tonight.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of them.
That's at 6:52. Pack show today, everybody.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
And the time is here. The time has come. Lorette, are you on that mic?
I am. Is there still time to run?
So, if you don't know, for the past, 2-3 months, we've been picking high school football picks, and the person who's been picking who has the worst score will have to be handcuffed with the other person who has the worst score. And both of you did not pick them.
Yeah, we were in the bottom two. Although, to my defense, Manny had a lot more losses than I did. I only had two.
I had 5 losses, and not even to my defense, I picked 3 teams that were undefeated that all lost.
Back to back to back.
Back to back to back. So here we are. We're going to be handcuffed together for 24 straight hours, y'all. If you haven't done so already, follow us at the MRL show on our Instagram. We'll be posting videos there throughout the day.
Are you ready to run errands with me and go to the grocery store?
I got to go get Amanda a birthday present. It's her birthday tomorrow. We got to pick up my daughter. Like, we got things to do today.
I know.
And driving. So I don't know how we're going to pull this off. But
let's talk more hair.
This is
going to
be the no nap day.
All right. 24 hours of you two connected.
Roy is connecting the handcuffs, taking great pleasure in this.
Gotta make sure it's nice and tight.
By the way, they're pink, fluffy handcuffs.
Yes.
Is this too tight?
And
no, that's okay.
They're kind of like shackles. We've got a little bit of room in case anybody has to, you know, use the bathroom. We can do it in the privacy of a stall.
You know what's so weird is I just felt this go on, and I just had, like, the image in my head that, like,
okay,
this
Roy,
is what I'm
going
to feel for 24 straight hours.
Do you feel your liberty get stripped away?
Really, I do.
Hang on. I want to make sure you guys can't slide off and try to... Okay.
Yeah, Roy's making these tight.
No, we're not going to slide off.
Well, listen, I want to make sure you don't cheat.
We're not cheating.
Here's a song in honor of Loren and I being handcuffed together. Stop pulling on it.
Is this a bad time to tell you I have to go to the bathroom?
Don't start. Seriously. Don't start already.
24 hours. You two are going to be connected by handcuffs.
Do you think I could, like, get this around his neck? Just enough to, like, get you to go to sleep.
Is it weird being on this side and looking at Roy that way?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know how we're going to do this with the board and the automation and everything else.
I'm driving us today, and I don't know. You're going to have to jump over my passenger seat to get into the car.
Why do you get to drive?
Because I have the car seat. I need my car today. We've already been through this.
Good luck.
Right. We have a schedule that we went over, and she's already breaking the schedule rules.
Well, that's fine. I expected that.
Yeah, schedules give me anxiety.
That big smile on producer Nicole's face. She's so happy. You two are so happy that this is not you.
I know.
Now, I know it requires, because I've ran a board before, I know it requires 2 hands to run boards. I don't know how you're going to do all that.
I don't know either.
I guess you're going to have to tell me what to do on this side while you do something on that side.
You have my soundboard.
Oh, boy.
Here, type in.
She doesn't know how to type in on an Instagram.
I mean, there's
replay.
A keyboard.
See the find button?
Yep.
Type in. Hit that.
Okay.
And then type in H-A-N-D for handcuffs, right? And then hit enter.
Uh-huh.
No, you hit find again.
Sorry.
Hit enter. I need you quick, Loren.
Wait, if I hit find again. Okay.
H-A-N-D.
How can you? I mean, how do you do this on a normal basis?
You got to be fast. Then hit play.
Where's? Okay. There's play.
There we go.
There's the handcuff sound effect. But you got to be quick, man.
I'm not that quick.
So do what you just did, but 100 times faster.
No problem.
All right, here we go, you guys. We're going to be doing the show together, handcuffed. Then tomorrow morning at this time, we'll unhandcuff ourselves. But this is the feeling you're going to have for the next 24 hours.
Great.
All right.
I'm not happy about it either, you know.
24 hours being handcuffed together. Make sure you follow our Instagram at the MRL show, where if you were going to be posting live video all throughout the day of you two handcuffed together. And we also have Jonas Brothers meet and greet tickets for you coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go
there. This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
95.1.
You two being handcuffed together is so inconvenient.
This is the worst.
There's so many cords. Minnie and I are handcuffed together paying off this bet, and there are both of our headphones, the actual cuffs, which are like shackles, so we just keep getting tangled over here.
We were looking for caller number 9 to play Joe Bros tickets, dramatic readings. So we have tickets and meet and greets to see the boys tonight at the Spectrum Center. You're not going to get this anywhere else. This is an exclusive from the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on Kiss 95.1. Because you asked for it, we went to bat and found some more tickets and meet and greets. In fact, they're ours if you quite want to know.
So we are looking for you. Call number 9, who's this?
Star Bombas.
Star, where are you calling us from?
Oak Hill, West Virginia, actually.
Oh,
okay. I don't think you qualify.
Yeah, you don't qualify. You got to be within our listening area. All right, so we need to take a new caller.
Find us caller number 10. And make sure, just make sure that caller 10 is from the Charlotte area. Yeah, you got to be within, that's in our rules.
Yep. Okay.
So, hey, listen, Loren, hit, type in on my soundboard over there, F-A-N. No, you got to do find.
Oh, sorry.
You're always find. F-A-N. And then hit enter.
Enter.
Okay, and that will be, now hit that.
Play.
Hit play.
Okay.
That will be when they get it right. You're going to hit that.
All right. Good to know.
Okay.
Should
right,
I stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Loren's my right hand. All right. We're waiting for a new caller number 9, which is actually going to be caller 10. We're picking up on the next person. Jonas Brothers tickets plus meet and greets tonight. Your next shot at these are going to be at 7:50 this morning. And then 8:20, we've got three pair.
And if you're joining the show and you're like, why in the world are them two handcuffed together, Manny and Loren? They are handcuffed because for the past 3 months, we've been picking local high school footballs games, and you guys have had the worst record of picking the teams.
Yeah.
So now you are handcuffed together for the next 24 hours.
We'll be in South Charlotte today, too, doing shopping. I got to get a gift for my wife for her birthday.
Loren's got
to go Christmas shopping. I'm sure we got to get to the front porch, Roy, and hide Amazon boxes.
Probably. All right, let's try this. Okay, this is Duma. Duma, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Charlotte.
Hey! There we go.
That's a start.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Duma, do you know your Jonas Brothers songs?
I think I know them pretty well.
So we're going to read a line. Each one of us will read a line from a Jonas Brothers song, but we're going to do it in a dramatic way, Duma, and then you tell us what song it is, and we'll send you to see the show and meet the boys tonight at the Spectrum Center, okay?
Okay.
All right. I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead.
What order are we going in?
Go ahead. Just do Manny, Loren, and me.
Okay.
We going to dance in my living room. Slave to the way you move. Hurts when I'm leaving you. Hurts when I'm leaving you.
Just dance in the living room. Love with an attitude. Drunk to an 80s groove.
I think Duma guessed. Duma, what's your guess?
I'm going to be drunk to an 80s groove because I'm only human at the concert tonight.
Hey!
That's correct. You got tickets to the show. We got you meet and greet pass. We got you meet and greet passes to the show tonight. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
Who are you going to take with you to meet the boys backstage?
I don't know. I have a group chat on Twitter, so I might take someone from our Twitter group chat.
Let them fight for your love.
All right.
Who's your best friend? lunches, work, dinners, you know, vacations.
Duma, what's your favorite morning show?
Obviously 95.1.
There you go. That's a smart, smart thing to say. Thanks, Duma. Hold on a second, and we're going to get all your information so you can go backstage and meet the boys tonight at the Spectrum Center, okay?
All right. Thank you.
There goes Duma. We'll do it again. We're going to do more dramatic readings throughout the morning. Your next shot to win comes 7:50 this morning with Maney, Roy, and Loren. Like we said, this is an exclusive. You're not going to get this anywhere else, okay? As we sit here handcuffed together, Loren and I, we want to take calls coming up in just after 7. You know what we need to find out?
What?
Oh, you're so close to me. This is so awkward.
You know, standing next to you, I know how loud you are on a normal basis, but standing next to you,
he's pretty loud.
It's like having Maney in surround sound. I can hear him through my earbuds and right next to me.
We got to talk to you guys, the MRL Show fam. We got to talk to you guys about who you would hate to be handcuffed to. All right, we'll do that coming up just after 7. Also, right now we are on Insta Live. You can head over to at the MRL Show on Insta and see Loren and I handcuffed together. Let's kiss.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
7:50, your next shot at Jonas Brothers tickets. We are giving away meet and greets to hang with the boys backstage tonight. Your official Joe Bros radio station right here, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. By the way, the Jonas Brothers tickets fell on our laps yesterday. So, yeah. And it's not just tickets, it's meet and greets.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
be clear about
yeah,
that. You're going awesome. Backstage to hang with the boys.
7:50. We're going to do dramatic readings. So make sure you kind of study up on your lyrics.
Also, quick note, if you're streaming us from outside of the Charlotte area, i.e. in West Virginia, like you heard from someone, rural state, you must be within the Charlotte metro listening area, which includes our outer counties.
Yep.
So
I love your dedication. Jeez.
Yes. The only other state that plays along is South and North Carolina.
I know. I guess one of the fan groups for Jonas Brothers blasted it out. Now we're getting phone calls from all 15 states.
So now not only do you have to fight phone calls right here in Charlotte.
Yeah. Because that's what the boys want. The boys want to see the same group of people that they saw in Detroit, in St. Louis, in Atlanta.
They want to see Charlotte.
Sure they do.
Now, you two, Maney and Loren, are currently shackled together.
We are.
What do you think? It's about a foot and a half between us?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe even two.
Yeah, I think maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two.
But we have these pink, fluffy handcuff shackles on, and we will be handcuffed together for 24 hours.
This is because we did high school football picks for 12 weeks. I had 5 losses, Loren had 2 losses, and Roy and Nicole only had 1 loss. So the two people with the worst record are going to be handcuffed together, and that is today. How are you doing so far?
Okay. I don't love the fact that I'm standing on your side, and I'm probably going to have to stand the majority of the show because I typically sit.
Yeah. I also tried to take a drink of water and couldn't do that. She wouldn't give me enough slack.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I just kept pulling his hand down.
By the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I've been keeping score. There's already been 2 arguments.
Oh, yeah.
Really? That you're unaware of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bickering?
Yeah. There's already been 2.
What was it?
One is about
the phone, how to put the phone back
the
up.
The phone camera. And then the other was something weird where you guys were trying to get plays moved around and you couldn't move around right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have 2 sets of headphones here and the shackles, so we keep getting wrapped up in them.
That's okay. That's what was going on.
Let's do a quick round of phone calls, Roy and Loren. Let's find out, because Loren and I are handcuffed together. Like, who would be your worst nightmare? Who is it? Is it a coworker? Is it a boss? Would it be your significant other? Like, who would it be that you would never be able to be handcuffed to for 24 hours?
704-570-9595. You can call us right there, or you can send us a DM at the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show, home of the 2 co-hosts shackled together.
We are.
I just took a seat. I can't stand that long.
You know you're going to have to, we're going to have to take turns sitting down, right?
Yeah, because we can't, the little booth that we broadcast out of, it's too small to fit 2 chairs.
Yeah.
So you 2 are going to have to share, or you can do a half a crack on one, half a crack on the other.
That's true.
Do you want to sit on my lap?
No.
My God.
I'm not talking to you, Roy.
I do not want to sit on your lap. Thank you.
We want to know who would be your worst nightmare to be handcuffed to for 24 straight hours. Like who would you least want to be handcuffed to? 704-570-9595.
Yeah, we're getting some text messages. A lot of people do not want to be handcuffed to their sisters or brothers.
That's like what me and you are in life.
That is true. I always say, like, this show is, we say it's like family, but like Manny's like my older brother who like picks at me, and Roy's like my little brother who does nothing wrong.
Thank you. I'm the perfect angel.
What kind of crap is that? He's so emotional and dramatic.
But she thinks it's fun. Yeah. And she's dramatic too.
Exactly.
I wonder if someone would say that they can never be handcuffed to their spouse.
I don't think I could be handcuffed to Sterling for 24 hours. I'm proud to say that.
I don't know if I could be handcuffed to Dallas either.
I love him, but my God, that's a lot.
Good morning, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, what's up? Who couldn't you be handcuffed to for 24 straight hours?
A mime or a clown?
Oh, Lorraine, you could not do a clown at all.
No, I couldn't. why a mime? Is it just like a fear that you have, or because they like act everything out and talk with their hands?
No conversation.
Act everything out. They don't talk. like I'm gonna walk into an invisible wall at one point. It's like, what's going on?
Do the box trick again, mime, and you're going down.
Manny and I are both like, are you Italian? I don't know, but you do talk with your hands.
I'm Irish.
Okay, well, we're both feisty and passionate, and we both talk with our hands, so this should be fun all day.
By the way, I love how you can just hear the shackles just dragging everywhere.
Good morning, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Who's this?
My name is Megan.
Hey, Megan, who wouldn't you want to be handcuffed to for 24 straight hours?
My dad.
Why?
Because my dad has a very cold job. He's a meat cutter. So he's always in the meat locker, and it's like almost like 20 to in the teens, and I hate the cold. And then my dad's just weird.
Sounds dangerous, too, if you're cutting meat all day. Being handcuffed to somebody probably isn't the safest thing in the world.
I know. I was like, oh, no, I'm not freezing to death. No, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. One more.
All right. This is Jackson. Oh, man. Jackson, welcome
room.
To the main.
Giving you
Hi, Jackson.
Hi.
Hi. Who could you not be handcuffed to?
My sister, because she's 16 and she always has something to say.
But you can have her drive you everywhere.
That's true. I mean, she's driving me to school right now. She's sitting in the front seat giving me a glare.
Where do you guys go to school, Jackson?
Lake Norman High School.
There you go. Shout out to Lake Norman High School. Thanks for listening, bud. You guys have a great day, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right.
Hey, you know, you're kind of like the 16-year-old girl, Manny. You don't shut up. You just be talking nonstop.
But I really don't. I don't. Like, Loren's going to see off the air today. I'm going to be an angel.
Are you?
I think.
Okay. This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Loren goes, oh my God, my segment's coming up.
I was like, I need my papers. I haven't even looked at it yet.
If you're just joining us, Loren and I are handcuffed together as part of our high school football picks bet that Loren and I lost. We came in last place out of the four of us, mm-hmm. So we're handcuffed together for 24 hours. So that's going on. Also, we're giving away Jonas Brother meet and greets coming up at 7:50 this morning. Make sure you're listening at 7:50 for your shot to hang with the boys backstage. Plus, obviously, you get tickets to the show at the Spectrum Center.
Okay.
All right. So how often do you find out that you're related to an icon, especially if you got to play them? Well, Tom Hanks just found out that he is related to Mr. Rogers.
Really?
Yeah. He did an Ancestry.com and discovered that the two are sixth cousins.
Huh.
Yeah.
When you did an Ancestry.com thing, we discovered that you weren't as Italian as you thought.
Yeah, I thought it was like, at least 75% Italian.
No, you're like 40. You barely qualify.
So I guess it was just like my grandfathers that were like 100%. I don't even know how it works. I have no idea. I don't know.
I think someone lied at some point.
I don't know.
That's like my mom still claims there's Native American in my family. I'm like, no. That didn't even show up.
No, I just know my grandmother is German, and then my dad's mom was Irish, so I knew I wasn't like
100%. Yeah, but somebody made it clear on those DNA tests that like your brother Vin might have 70% Italian in him just because his DNA is different.
Really?
Yes.
How does that work?
That's how it works.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you're not as Italian as your brother. Don't be jealous.
I will be so jealous. So now if he gets one done, I'm going to steal his results. Okay, Ariana Grande, she was forced to cancel a concert in Kentucky on Sunday due to this mysterious illness that she has, and she was doing some home remedies. Well, she felt so bad that after canceling, she bought all the fans lunch, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
A little, you know, parting gift, I suppose. And Bruno Mars just announced he's doing a Las Vegas residency. His dates will be in 2020. So if you're headed to the MGM Park Theater, then you can check him out there.
Okay. I think I also heard that Aerosmith's going to be doing a residency out there.
That would be pretty cool.
I know. Aerosmith's a good band.
I mean, you could literally go to Vegas and see Lady Gaga, Celine Dion. Like, you could just go down, you know, the strip and see them all in one clean swoop.
I had front row seats to see Aerosmith. I had interviewed, when I worked in radio, I interviewed Steven Tyler before the show.
Okay.
Loved it. I was so excited. And then they sat me front row. And then all of a sudden, halfway through the show, Steven Tyler goes, how's everyone in the back doing? Like, all the way up. It was an amphitheater on top of the grass. They yell. He goes, we're coming up to you. They did their three best songs up on the grass, so technically I was in the last row.
Oh,
that's,
no.
Oh, well, must I was going to say that's for cool you. For the people in the grass.
I want Dream On 4 inches away from Steven Tyler, not 4 miles.
All right.
What do you think people in the lawn thought?
Exactly.
But they knew what they were getting when they went to the show. That's my point. I got thrown
nice
a curveball.
Like, relax. It was three songs.
Okay, good.
Gosh. Good. We're so needy.
Okay. You guys, you're the worst. I'm not even handcuffed to Roy, and he's annoying me more than Lorena is.
All right, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Halsey, all her fans thought maybe she was pregnant, but she is putting, she's explaining a little bit. So we'll talk about that coming up in the 8:30.
Okay. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570.
You're going to have to ask the questions.
95.
I got to go out with her.
Oh, you do have to go out with her.
So you might have to bring Nicole
in. Can we play
in
together?
No, you don't want him. He's going to bring an Aerosmith question.
Any Aerosmith
questions?
704-570-9595.
14 wins. Call now. Take Loren down.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss
95.1. Hey, Lacey. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Lacey, we are handcuffed together, Manny and I. So he's going to come with me when we leave the studio. So let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay, get out of the studio. Or
Loren and Baby. All right. Yep. There. She just kicked you both. Oh my gosh. They're hitting in the trash can. They're walking out of the studio, handcuffed together. If you did not know, Manny and Loren are handcuffed together for the next 24 hours. They are now out of the studio and they can no longer hear the questions. Lacey, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor Swift has been cleared to sing her old songs this Sunday, but may not because her people say she may not have enough time to work them into her performance. What does AMA stand for? That's the award show this weekend.
Loren broke the handcuffs.
I didn't mean to.
Loren broke the handcuffs.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We'll deal with that in a minute. Okay, Lacey. What does AMA stand for?
America's Music Awards.
Jennifer Aniston reached 20 million Instagram followers, and her friends trolled her over the accomplishment. True or false, she played Phoebe on Friends. 5 years of marriage and 4 kids later, Kim Kardashian took to Instagram to remind all of her followers how much she loves her husband. Who is her husband?
Kanye.
Gigi Hadid is back in contact with her One Direction ex after her recent breakup with Tyler Cameron. Which One Direction member did she used to date?
John Mendes?
And Blake Lively recently deleted all of her Instagram posts except for one, which is promoting her next movie. Who is her husband, Blake Lively?
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, let's get them back in here. I don't know how. Are you guys back?
Are we giving her number one?
Are you, I thought she
We're
said
fixed.
It.
Okay. We're fixed. She pulled so hard, she broke the handcuffs.
Are you guys handcuffed together fine?
Yes.
Okay, how many did she got
she
four?
She got four correct.
All right, here we go, guys. Taylor Swift has been cleared to sing her old songs this Sunday, but may not because her people say she may not have enough time to work them into her performance. This is going to be at the AMAs. What does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards.
Okay.
1-1.
All right. Jennifer Aniston reached 20 million Instagram followers, and her friends trolled her over the accomplishment. True or false? She played Phoebe on Friends.
False.
True.
False. You're not playing with me. Yeah. I knew you would try to sabotage me.
2-2.
Okay.
Loren, stay strong.
5 years of marriage and four kids later, Kim Kardashian took to the gram to remind all of her followers how much she loves her husband. Who is that?
Kanye West.
That 3-3 is correct. Gigi Hadid is back in contact with her One Direction ex after her recent breakup with Tyler Cameron. Which 1D member did she use to date?
Zayn.
All right. And Blake Lively recently deleted all of her. By the way, that was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, we have something really cool coming up from with someone who used to be part of One Direction.
Not your segment.
Okay.
That, Lauren, you got that right. Okay, Lacey said Shawn Mendes. Okay. So it is now 4-3.
Blake Lively recently deleted all of her Instagram posts except one, which is promoting her next movie. Who's her husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
That is
Don't
correct.
Don't try to distract me, Manny.
Lauren, you got all five correct. You now have 15 wins.
Woo! All right, good job.
Lacey, thank you so much for playing, but you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Lacey, and I can't beat Lauren.
All right, good job, Lacey. Still to come.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers meet and greet tickets. We have your
Nicole,
loud. Jonas Brothers meet and greet. If you want these unbelievable exclusive experience to hang out backstage with the Jonas Brothers, you might want to be listening in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
The big show tonight at the Jonas Brothers show in Charlotte, and we have meet and greet passes so you can go backstage and hang out with the Jonas Brothers. And let's go ahead and talk to call number 9. Who is this? I need you to pick up on the phone.
Lauren, I can't reach.
Where?
You got to hit that button by
this
the check
one?
Mark. Yeah.
This one.
By the way, if you guys are just listening in, Manny and Lauren are handcuffed together for 24 hours. Typically, it's just Manny that hits the buttons for us. But now he needs him and Lauren to work together to make it possible. So, okay. Who is this?
Hey, this is Christian from Spartanburg.
Christian in Spartanburg, you are caller number 9. Now, we are going to do something pretty cool. It's dramatic readings of a Jonas Brother lyric. You have to guess the song, okay?
Okay,
here we go. I'm hot. You're cold. You go around like you know.
Who I am, but you don't. You got me on my toes.
I'm slipping in the lava. I'm trying to keep from going under, baby. You turn the temperature hotter because I'm burning up. I'm burning up for you, baby.
Come on, girl. Oh. I fell.
Oh, burning up.
What?
The phone is burning up.
Christian in Spartanburg, that is correct. Burning up. You are going to be meeting the Jonas Brothers tonight.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You're meeting the boys. You're going to the show. Who you taking with you?
I don't even know.
Deep breaths,
Christian. Have you seen the Jonas Brothers live before?
No, the only other concert I've been to is NSYNC back when they came to Greenville.
Wow.
Back when I was 10 years old, and oh my God.
All right. Well, you got to go tonight. Can you make the show tonight? If not, we can give them to somebody else.
No, yes, I can make it. What time?
I don't know what time. I think 7 or something. But listen, you got to probably get there earlier because you're meeting the boys before they take the stage. You are going to have a meet and greet with all three Joe Bros.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
All right, Christian, thank you so much for listening to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. Oh, my God. Right,
thanks for listening, Christian. Good luck. Okay, Loren, I'll put her on hold because I don't trust you.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear the chain?
I love how we just hear the chain of the handcuffs. Just.
I got to be honest, we've been handcuffed for what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
My arm is already,
You tired?
Yeah. It weighs on you. The chain is kind of heavy.
You guys already broke the handcuffs once. I got it on my Insta story at Kiss Roy Boy, and we're going to put it up on the MRL shows as well. But
I didn't mean to. I wanted Manny to follow me, and he wouldn't follow me.
And so you just snapped the handcuffs.
Speaking of follow me,
you guys are going to want to follow my voice as I tell you the next shot to win Jonas Brothers tickets comes at 8:20 this morning. 8:20, your next and final shot. So in just about 20 minutes from now, your next shot to win Jonas Brothers tickets, okay?
Now, you, Manny, were complaining that you have to use the restroom. How does that even work with you guys handcuffed?
Aww. So, like, we talked to some of the corporate lawyers and some of our corporate bosses, and they're like, listen, anything that either one of you feel uncomfortable doing, you can detach the handcuffs.
Okay.
But the whole objective of being handcuffed for 24 hours together for the two of us personally is to try and get through what we can.
Sure.
Right? Do you agree with that?
Yes. But can I ask you, I know you have to go to the bathroom, but like, are you going to be in there more than like 3 minutes?
She's asking number one or number two.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking.
That's what she's asking.
Thank you, Roy.
That is going to be where my comfort level line is.
Roy speaks fluent Lorraine. I was about to be like, I don't know. If you're staring at me, it's going to take longer. Number one.
Okay.
You want to do it on the radio?
Okay. Lorraine, are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, as long as he goes into a stall.
All right. Everybody might as well live through our eyes, huh? All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have your chance to meet and go backstage to hang out with the Jonas Brothers tonight. I can't even believe I'm saying this.
I know.
This is big news.
Huge news. So if you want to go backstage and hang out with the Jonas Brothers and stay for the show, you might want to be listening coming up here in about 15 minutes. We're going to do it at 8:20.
A lot of text messages coming in about Lorraine and I being handcuffed together for 24 hours, which started about almost an hour and a half ago. Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is because they lost a challenge involving high school football.
Yeah, exactly. So text messages are coming in. A lot of people want to know how we do the restroom. We're going to show you how we do the restroom coming up here in just a minute. But the other thing that people are texting about, and someone even DM'd us, I forgot, Savannah from yesterday's War of the Roses. Remember Savannah and Josh?
Yes.
And Josh turned out to be a huge fan of the MRL show.
I think he was cheating.
Well, he claims that he wasn't, that he showed his that it was his ex-girlfriend, and he was doing it for good reasons. But we have an update with Savannah. We're going to just do that tomorrow. That's the point.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Savannah will update us on War of the Roses, and we'll play the war for you, too, if you missed it on Tuesday. So, bathroom. I got to go.
Okay.
And you're going to go do number one.
Yeah. And so the whole objective is to try and manage to be together for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And like our corporate attorneys say, if either one of us felt uncomfortable doing anything, we can unhandcuff ourselves for a little bit and then rehandcuff ourselves. But are you ready to go? Because I seriously got to go.
Seriously, as long as it's not number two. Oh, you're picking up pens on our shackles.
Somehow there's a pen attached to you.
Oh,
now.
And it's like locked in there too.
Well, how many feet do you
just
think?
Just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it. Let's see what we collect throughout the day. Tomorrow we're going to come in. There's going to be like a rabbit's foot, a bunch of hair, a wig.
Like a charm bracelet that you wore when you were 12.
What do you think the space is between us?
Maybe
2 feet.
2 feet? 2 feet, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, so they are getting out of the studio. They're walking out. I am handing over the device. You guys can now talk to us.
All right. Oh, I don't think
that's fine. I'll take care of it. All right. They are walking out. Hang on. Ray.
Hey. Can you hear us, boys?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Lorraine is actually opening the door to the men's room first.
Okay.
Somebody's in there.
Oh, no. So are you going to still go? Or? I guess you got to wait.
Okay.
Oh, we're going in the ladies' room?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to. There's somebody. I can't go in there with somebody at the urinal.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
this is nice in here. You guys have flowers in the ladies' room? Roy, there's flowers in the ladies' room, and the smell is entirely different than the men's room.
Okay, buddy, I love
you. Would you like to go in?
Okay, I love you, but I want to talk to Lorraine. I don't want to be talking to you while you're doing the thing.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Are you passing this over to
me
now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Manny's going to choose a stall.
Okay, this is Lorraine and Manny handcuffed together using the restroom.
Oh, we're going over? You think that's a good idea? He wants to go over. Yeah, I know, but I think we need to go, like, through the middle of the door.
Now, if you can imagine, Manny's in the stall, Lorraine's outside the stall. They're trying to figure out, they got about 2 feet of separation in the handcuffs, and they're trying to figure out how to do this, whether put the hands on over the stall, through the door.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Hold on. So Manny wanted to go over the stall, but I think going through the actual door is the best way to go. So now I'm trying to, like, jimmy our handcuffs down All right, we're good. Stop moving me. I'm not moving you. Jeez.
The slightest movement, Lauren, can really miss the bowl, okay?
Yeah, and we're in the ladies' room, so I don't want to do that at all and subject anybody else to the... Manny, you're pulling the handcuffs.
We're quiet.
He's peeing. Like, it, can you hear that? He's
yes! Oh, I don't even... I don't want to. I'm trying to find music to hide the noise.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like... Are you done? Good Lord.
Buddy, you have a great strong stream.
Okay, are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
But hold on, I gotta flush.
Yeah, and you need to, he's flushing, he's pulling his pants up. We gotta wash our hands. It's gonna be a whole thing.
So, Lorraine, is your hands over top of the stall or did you shimmy it through the door?
We had to shimmy it through the door because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to reach the commode and I don't want him, like, I don't know, taking a blind aim at a target yeah. in the ladies' room. Oh, he's going to wipe the toilet seat.
He missed at some point.
This is gross.
He's just really bad at aiming. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was too far away. I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm holding it as long as I possibly can. So come out, wash your hands.
Dude,
all right.
That was a total pain.
All right. We're washing our hands now.
And see, that's the thing. That's the thing with you two being handcuffed for 24 hours. It's the simple things.
Number one, dude.
Yeah, this is the simple things. Like, this is the everyday thing that everyone does. And then you're like, well, how am I going to be able to do this with someone attached to me?
I
see, like, I'm ready to dry my hands, Roy. And she's still washing.
Yeah, I'm still washing my hands. Come this way.
Wait, Lorraine, you're washing your hands too?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I had to hold the door.
I didn't pee on the door. Why did you wash your hands?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you need to wash your hands?
Because I felt dirty afterwards. All right, we're coming back in.
Okay, they're coming back into the studio. All right, the door's open.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opening and what just happened? Oh, nailed the studio lights. Okay. Well, hi. Welcome back to the studio.
Hi.
Okay.
So yeah, that just it wasn't easy.
No, it's not.
Hang on here. How do I get to your mic? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not easy. Like, just the connection. Like, yes, we have 2 feet between us, and you would think that that would be enough, but it's still hard to maneuver around things
the
and
number,
through doors.
The number one question we got was, how are you going to go to the bathroom? That's one. That you guys just saw that.
That's difficult.
It's difficult.
I don't even want to imagine how difficult it's going to be when Loren has to go.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm going to need 2 hands.
I don't know what you do. I mean, I did it with one.
I know, but I have to, like, pull it's my pants thing. Down. Then I have to hold up my shirt because it's so long. And I hover. And then I need toilet paper. It's
maybe
a whole
maybe
thing.
Maybe we'll uncover this one.
A lot of people are also asking what our sleeping arrangements are going to be. Do you want to explain that?
So, Manny has got a trundle bed at his house, which, if you don't know what that is, it's the bed that pulls out, like, under the bed. So, I think we're going to have to take turns because... whoever's on the bottom's arm is going to go numb.
Yeah, so like every 3 hours, wake up and rotate.
Yeah.
You guys are not going to sleep at all
tonight.
We're going
to be grumpy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning at 6:35, we'll unhandcuff ourselves. By the way, we're about to go live again. We'll pop in live throughout the day on our Insta at the MRL show. And then also at Kiss, we'll jump back and forth between the two accounts.
We just got a text from 678 that says, that awkward moment of listening to your favorite DJ use the restroom.
Sorry. I mean, you guys, we told you you're going to get the full show. So, all right. Good news, you guys. We already gave away 2 pairs of Jonas Brothers tickets. And, like, we are on our way to giving away the third and final pair in under 10 minutes.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere.
Sorry, yep. Lorraine, come over here. I have to move this.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So we still have Jonas Brothers meet and greet passes to give to you in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
95.1. The meeting one of the Red Morning Show with Manny and Lorraine handcuffed together for 24 hours. They are already 2 hours into their 24. 22 to go, y'all.
We just took a bathroom break and my arm is already hurting. But that's not what today's show is about.
No.
Today's show is about you winning Jonas Brothers meet and greet passes.
We are getting you backstage to hang out with the Jonas Brothers. You get to meet the brothers, then stay for the show. And it's only with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
We need caller number 9 right now to get on the phone and try and win these tickets and the meet and greet passes. We're going to play the last round of dramatic readings of a Joe Bro song.
704-570-9595. Caller number 9. We are about to make your dreams come true.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
All the hits. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. We are getting you backstage to hang out with the Jonas Brothers. You get to meet the brothers and then stay for the show. That's all happening tonight in Uptown Charlotte. We are looking for caller number 9. Who is this?
Soraya.
Soraya, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Charlotte.
Soraya, you are caller number 9.
Oh, my God. I can literally cry. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's your birthday. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
All right, Soraya, we want to get you backstage to meet and hang with the boys. Go to the show tonight at the Spectrum Center, the Jonas Brothers. Here we go. You got our last pair of tickets sitting here. Guess what song we're doing a dramatic reading for. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead, right. Loren.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars, following you through the dark. Can't get enough.
No. Read the lyrics of the song.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
Oh, this was easy. And
soccer.
Baby. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hit the fanfare button there, Lorraine.
Because Sucker is the correct song title. Soraya and Charlotte, tonight you are going to be in Uptown to see and hang out with the Jonas Brothers backstage.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Who are you going to take with you, Soraya?
I don't even know.
Yeah, no, it's last
Nobody
minute.
Nobody knows. I know. I'm like... Y'all, phone a friend.
You want to take Lorraine and I?
Yeah, you guys come with me.
Yeah, we'll be handcuffed together with you. That wouldn't be awkward.
Do we technically count as one person if we are handcuffed?
Yeah, I think so. We should be, yeah. All right, put her on hold, Lorraine. You have any idea how to do that? Oh, my God, she hangs up on...
No, I can do it. Okay. It's this button, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. There you go.
By the way, they're handcuffed together for 24 hours if you're just joining.
And I'm never on this side of the board.
Yeah, joining the Manny and Roy on their intro. That is Lorraine talking and Manny. Those two are handcuffed for 24 hours.
All right, up next, we got to know. Lorraine and I are handcuffed together, but a question that a lot of people are asking, where they're telling us which person on the show they wouldn't want to be handcuffed to. And so we want to do that coming up in 10 minutes. We'll have you guys call in. You can also DM us and text us.
I know for sure I would hate to be handcuffed to Nicole.
Why?
She would make me exercise or something. We'd have fun, like drinking, go to bars, but then at some point we'd have to walk dogs or something.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get into all that. Plus, we're going to tell you where you can come hang with us for lunch today and see us handcuffed and bowling and eating buffalo wings because I'm craving wings today.
Yeah, you could join us, and I think a news crew is going to be following us as well. So we'll tell you where that is and what time in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
You like how Lorraine and I are switching seats back and forth? She gets to sit for a little bit.
I do, because...
And then I get to sit for a little bit.
It's because you're handcuffed together. You're going to be handcuffed to Lorraine for the next 24 hours. And currently, the booth that we broadcast out of isn't big enough for two people to sit beside each other.
Yeah, the studio that we're in is a good size. But, like, on my side, where I sit to control all the levers and buttons and stuff, yeah, it's not. But producer Nicole thinks it would be hilarious for people to call in and tell us which MRL show cast member you would be least like to be handcuffed to, because I think she's convinced it would be me. But I think I'm the easy target.
You think everyone's going to say you?
But I think I'm the easy target because I got the loudest mouth.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one that stirs up the pot in here.
You're the obvious choice.
But there's other reasons why, like, for instance, Roy said he wouldn't want to be handcuffed to Nicole.
No, because she walks dogs when she leaves the radio station, and she's, which you know, that's a lot of work. And I like my dog, you know?
Plus, she eats healthy, so she's going to deal with that.
Oh, God forbid.
I've seen her eat healthy. She actually eats some pretty tasty, healthy foods.
Okay.
But my other beef is like, if we're out and she sees some animal that needs rescuing,
that's
my whole day.
Yeah.
She's just going to be gone rescuing animals.
704-570-9595. Let's take a quick poll, you guys, MRL Show fam, people who listen to us. We love you guys. Who is it that you wouldn't want to be handcuffed to? Lauren, bring up the call screener there.
Oh, somebody just texted in and said, I couldn't be handcuffed to Loren.
Yeah, because they can't afford your lifestyle. But listen, she has butlers at the house. That's the one to be handcuffed.
Yeah, that chateau is beautiful.
All right, this is Lynn in Charlotte. Who would you not want to be handcuffed with?
Lorraine.
Oh, see, Lynn, why not?
Bathroom. We would giggle the whole time and laugh and pick on your... You fellas.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a good time.
We'd just get along too well. We wouldn't get anything done.
Right. We wouldn't get anything done. We would, so we would just sit there and then just giggle and laugh and make fun like I like to. But I got a cold. I wouldn't want to give you my cold.
Lynn, you got to get better before we...
For lunch. I said y'all going for lunch today.
Yes, we are. That's a good point, Lynn. And everyone listening, you can witness Mani and Loren handcuffed together as they're going to be handcuffed for the next 24 hours. We're going to be at Queen Park Social at 11 a.m. Queen Park Social, 11 a.m. And they're even sending out a news crew with WCCB.
I think we're going to try to do a little bowling, eat some lunch.
I'm eating wings.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
And we'll do a full recap tomorrow. We'll have audio clips from, you know, us sleeping tonight. I'm sure one of us will wake up in the middle of the night and take audio of the other person sleeping. And, of course, we'll share stories along the way. So, Lynn, thanks for calling.
Well, great. Thank you. And, Lynn, I love you. I love you. I love you all.
Oh, love you, Lynn.
Feel better, Lynn. She was sick. But, see, she brings up a good point. She doesn't want to not be handcuffed to Loren because she's annoying or Loren would wear her out.
It's because they would have too much fun.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a good reason to be heck.
Right. Exactly. It's a
Clever
party.
Clever Trevor's in here. Clever Trevor, you are a digital intern. You've been with us since September. You see a lot of us. Who on the show would you least likely to be handcuffed to? And you're looking at Roy with a smile.
No, actually, I wasn't going to say Roy. I actually was going to go with you because your farts are terrible. Me and you would get into a fight because you farted.
He does. Y'all, he does it so loud. Like, it's okay.
He has been on his best behavior this morning because he knows the second I smell something or hear something, he's getting a punch to the arm.
And he deserves it because his farts are...
Okay, Trevor. We got that.
I thought Trevor was going to say me because sometimes I mom you.
Do
you mom him?
A little bit.
But I dad him.
But you mom me... You don't do it a lot. It's like me just doing you favors and stuff like that. It isn't like overbearing.
No. And I think I make good points.
Yeah. Manny, on the other hand, he tries to father me, but his farts stink. So
farts, you just can't get past that.
I can't get past that.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm turning off his mic. If you think Trevor's hilarious, and we love Clever Trevor. He's a great guy. In fact, we are hoping that maybe he can join us again next semester for another round of internships. But you got to go listen to the Rap Party podcast from yesterday because that is where there is some interesting things said about you, my friend. Now, my toots might stink, but your life, what you're up to for November.
And we can't even discuss it on the radio.
Don't go there. We're not even going to say what it is.
Listen, people, just go listen to the podcast. I explain everything, but... What happened to me is justified. What Manny does, that stench is not justified.
Oh, I'm not even talking about part two of your... I'm talking about part one of your story, what you didn't do for the whole month of November. And then part two, what you did outside your parents' barn, that's a different story altogether.
Wow.
Go check that out. Rap Party Podcast. It's up at kiss951.com or on the Kiss95.1 app. You're going to love it, I'm telling you.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss95.1.
Show, it's Kiss95.1. You okay?
Kind of.
I know. Here, Mindy and I need to reach across.
Okay, what do you need?
I need to do this.
Okay, so if you guys don't know what's happening, Manny and Loren are handcuffed for 24 hours because they lost a challenge.
You should have just told me to do that.
No, it's just easier for me to do it. I'm just tired.
I know.
You know what I mean?
By the way, you're like 2 hours in, so.
I know. By 12 o'clock, we're going to be cooked. Yeah.
22 hours to go.
And this is like, this should be the easiest part, just sitting here doing the show. Like, to have to go to lunch later and then to go to the store. I got to pick up Ruby, my daughter. I got to do parent things.
Yeah.
It's annoying. By the way.
It's all about you.
We did a poll. Okay, we got to go get the Amazon boxes off the chateau's front door.
I gotta go to the store.
Lorenz's gotta go to the grocery store. That's gonna be annoying. But we'll have video of all that. Make sure you're following us, following along the stories as Loren and I remain handcuffed throughout the day at the MRL show and at Kiss95.1 on Instagram. The list came out of the most stolen cars in 2019. I think this is important to go through. If you own a Honda, y'all, it ain't good.
Get stolen?
Yeah.
Are those the easiest to, like, hotwire and jimmy the door?
Well, not only that, they break it down to, like, the Honda Civic, a 2000 Honda Civic. 5,290 of them were stolen last year.
Good gosh.
Of that type of vehicle alone.
Wait, can I tell you what? I think you can unlock the door from the window jam, because my brother had a 2000-ish Civic for a long time, and he would lock himself out of the car constantly, and we would have to open the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say new technology is keeping newer cars safer. The National Insurance Crime Bureau just released their annual Hot Wheels report, so these are the most stolen cars.
I'm pretty much an expert thief at this point.
Yeah. A 1997 Honda Accord. 5,029 of those stolen in 2019.
Man.
Oh, man.
The Ford full-size pickup, a 2006 Ford full-size pickup, 3,173.
So nothing really new, though.
Well,
yeah.
You want to read? You're right next to me.
The Toyota Camry, the 2017.
Those
was next
stolen.
On the list. Nissan Altima, 2017. And Toyota Corolla, 2017. All coming in back to back to back.
Because I was saying, you know, I was thinking maybe if it's an older one, like you said before, you could easily somehow rig the system.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the newer ones, the technology helps, but I guess not.
Well, and then they did this something really cool. They showed us 2018's vehicles that were most stolen. And it's like the number one was a GMC pickup.
Oh, really?
And that's not even on the list for 2019.
Do you think maybe last year they were just in higher demand? Like people wanted them
more? The black market of vehicles? Yeah.
But the first two most stolen vehicles were Hondas. And in 2018, they weren't even on the list, the top 10.
I love how it's not, you know, a Bugatti or a Lamborghini,
Tesla.
Somebody keyed a Tesla at a, was it... at some park.
It was here, right?
It was here in Charlotte at some park, and the story went viral because the Tesla's got cameras all around it. Mm. It's got 8 different cameras, and they had the woman, as clear as day on camera, keying the car.
I mean, if you're keying a car, you've got some deep-rooted stuff going on.
Yeah.
And that's me saying
that's
okay?
If you're keying a car. Yeah, that's a level of anger, man.
That's right. You never key another man's car. I think it's funny that the Hondas were on this list in 2019, but not 2018. So, all right, up next, coming up after 9, since Loren and I are handcuffed together, don't you think it'd be funny to hear from people who maybe lost the key or their kids put them in handcuffs? And, you know, those plastic handcuffs, they break easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you couldn't get it off. Maybe we'll grab some stories if you can jump on the phone at 704-570-9595. Tell us about the time that you got stuck in handcuffs.
704-570-9595. Also, we're going to be at Queen Park Social today at 11 a.m. if you want to witness this madness.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
What a show. What a show.
I'm exhausted already.
I'm exhausted from dealing with you two. And I'm not even handcuffed to you for 24 hours.
If you're just joining us, Loren and I are handcuffed together. We got handcuffed at 6:35 this morning and we'll be handcuffed until 6:35 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we lost a bet.
You can come out to Queen Park Social today. We're going to do lunch there and do some bowling. They do serve lunch now, so you can head over there. Or they just do lunch on Wednesdays, I think. So
well,
today's
Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, I believe.
What is it?
I think it's Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you can meet us over there, and we'd love to see you guys. You can watch us be handcuffed live. Well, of course, we'll be on Instagram throughout the day at the MRL show and at Kiss95.1. But, Roy, it does happen where you could get caught in handcuffs and lose the key or the handcuffs break and you can't get the cuff off. We want to hear those stories. When did you get stuck in handcuffs? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Dennis in Taylorsville. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys, what's happening over your way today?
Well, you know. Everything.
I don't know anybody that I've ever worked with that I'd want to be tethered to for 24 hours, so my hat's off to you, first and foremost.
Me neither, Dennis.
It's funny, Dennis, because a lot of people are texting us, asking about the bathroom, our sleeping arrangements. Now a new line of texting is coming in, which is like, how do your spouses feel?
Oh, my husband literally left town. He's like, I'm going to Chicago for work. I can't even deal with you two.
Come on, you guys are showbiz people. That stuff is allowed.
Can you talk to our significant others?
Right. Get them on board.
I try to tell that to my wife. She goes, you're almost 45. Act your age. All right. So you got stuck in handcuffs, huh, bud?
Yeah, I was telling Nicole, it was years ago, man. I'm this tough kid. I've got my mullet. I got my Guns N' Roses t-shirt. I got some spending money at the Italian-American Festival. And I buy handcuffs from a carny.
Okay.
And I'm over by the swing set, about 100 yards from where I bought them. I'm like, guys, look at these. And I'm putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. And I guess I just overdid it because it didn't work. So I'm in a panic. I'm like, what am I going to do? And my friends are like, oh, man, forget you. They abandoned me by the swing sets. So I go walking back to the carny. And if you've ever had a life and death situation and the only person that you thought could help you was a tweaker, oh my God. He's going through his multi-purpose tool and he's like digging at the handcuffs and stuff. I'm thinking this is where it ends. I'm not even gonna hit my mid-teens at this point.
I'm losing my hand to a carny.
We'll just saw it off. It's fine.
I mean, even if I don't lose my hand, what's on that blade?
I've got a nail file.
our boss Quagmire just walked in and just walked, like, laughed and walked out and
shook his head.
Someone on the show, I won't say any names, said that if they were handcuffed to him, they would saw their arm off. So how'd you eventually get it off, Dennis?
I mean, I don't know the carny's name, but eventually he dug and he got it off.
Wow.
And he gave me a new set. I mean, he's a carny with a heart of gold.
Did he guess your weight afterwards, too, for an extra buck?
That's right, you know, but he got it right.
All right. Thanks,
I
bud.
I need a teddy bear to go with it.
Thanks for listening, dude.
Thanks for having me on today.
No, we appreciate you calling. Thanks, Dennis.
Roy, didn't you say that all handcuffs have the same key?
Yeah, it's just like one key. Handcuffs has like this one key that you can buy.
That's true.
I know you were a cadet and everything, but
handcuffs have one key. I mean, you could have cages that would have different keys.
But what would stop like a criminal from like, I don't know, hiding it in their hair or something?
They do that. That's why police search them before they put them in the car. It's happened. It's not a secret. This is Kimberly in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Kimberly. Did you get stuck in cuffs?
Not actually stuck in cuffs, but this your what's happening today reminded me of something. When my kids were, my daughter was 5, and I guess my son was 7. My daughter Ava loved handcuffs for some really strange reason. Every time we went to the store or she got to pick out a toy, she would pick out the plastic handcuffs. It's a little disturbing. She's totally normal now.
Yeah, she's probably wants to be a police officer.
We were
worried. But my son loved to take the tripod and film his little Lego people and make little Lego movies with the tripod and one of our phones or whatever. Anyway, I came home one day to realize that the cleaning people had come, and I walked into my husband and I's bedroom, and my daughter left the handcuffs around our bedpost.
Oh.
And my son left the tripod in our room.
Did your cleaning ladies quit after that?
No, they didn't say much beforehand, but they really didn't say much after.
Handcuffs and a tripod to the bed.
Oh my gosh,
that is so funny. Thank you, Kimberly, for sharing. That's hilarious.
All right, let's talk with Rachel in Waynesville. Rachel, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. You got handcuffed to who?
I was babysitting a 4-year-old, and he decided to handcuff me, and we couldn't find his key until his mom got off work at like 9 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
So how many hours were you handcuffed to the 4-year-old?
Let's see. It was probably about I'd say 7 to 9, so a good, that, yeah.
No, did you try to do any crazy things to get the cuffs off? Did you, like, try to bang at it with a hammer, or?
No, because he said you'd smash your finger if you used a hammer.
That's probably true. Good advice from the 4-year-old.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt the 4-year-old. All right, thanks, yeah. Rachel. Have a great day.
No problem.
So, see, it does happen, Roy. Now, we're wearing shackles, so, like
we have a little bit more room.
Yeah. And because we're doing 24 hours, the attorneys wanted us to make sure that we had some privacy. So we go, okay, we'll buy pink fluffy ones to be even more embarrassing.
They do look really comfortable.
Yeah, they're not bad.
You want to try them, buddy? Why don't you and Nicole try them?
I'm good. I don't want to be shackled to anyone.
Seriously, tomorrow, why don't you and Nicole just...
for an hour.
For like an hour, handcuffed.
Why? I didn't
just
lose a bet. You guys lost the challenge.
Just to see, buddy.
No, we'll do a different game, and if I lose, then I'll do it. But no. This is your punishment. Take it.
Lorraine and I want to watch. I want to see somebody do this. We're going to be out and about today, Queen Park Social for lunch. You can come see Lorraine and I handcuffed together, and then we're probably going to be in the Valentine area shopping, I'm sure. How big is your grocery list?
It's pretty big. I got a lot to do.
2 carts?
I got to do Thanksgiving shopping, dude. Oh, I'm going to get turkeys and stuff.
All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Follow us on Insta at the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.